Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, as he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edom Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, very thankful to the Most High for this precious word he has granted us for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I must tell you things. Men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, to silence. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. I pray that you have enjoyed your Shabbat day, my brothers and sisters. For indeed, the Most High has consecrated and declared a time that his people must seek of one accord for the remembrance and the preservation of the integrity of all the Most High himself has spoken. Giving this concept, my brothers and sisters, and knowing what the Shabbat is all about, at the completion of the week, it is a time the Most High has declared that surely you must remember, must be brought to remembrance in the heart of every soul that would be consecrated, every soul that would adhere to the principles of conversion, that we seek all that is his pure and perfect will that offers one, the only, one choice that leads to salvation. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, however, in this world where some 47,000 denominations exist across 280 nations, and who knows how many other variant religiosities exist, this truth we must know, my brothers and sisters, that as Yah is one, and there are no divisions in him, no contradictions, no controversy in him, and knowing that he is one, my brothers and sisters, we must know that his people must also be one. 1 Corinthians 1:10, in the name or unto the honor of the one Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions amongst us, one understanding, one conscience. It should be evident, therefore, my brothers and my sisters, that all manner of polytheists compromise in acceptance of what some people call agreeance to disagree. It is defiance against the Holy Covenant, against the great command that is the Shema, Hear, O Israel, Most High is one. Therefore, we must all seek the Most High with all our minds, hearts, souls, and might, that no man deceive his brother. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, in all things, the Most High must be, according to all that he has declared, rightly represented. It must be understood then, therefore, my brothers and sisters, that all manner of polytheism, I repeat, all manner of polytheism is sin. All manner of polytheism is a breaking of a covenant. Purity and completion offers but one choice. What are those then, therefore, find mediocrity, compromise, as satisfactory? We live in a society that has become so satisfied with what people call every day a new norm. That quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, we live in a society that is so inundated with hypocrisy that most have totally fallen away from a real understanding of the meaning of the word. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, this truth. The word hypocrisy, hypocrite. Let's look at the concept. Messiah said in the book of Luke that beware the leaven of the scribes and Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Leaven. That means the corrupting devices. Puff men up in their vanities. Beware the corruption then of any undisciplined thought. Beware the corruption of any form of idea wrought of a reprobate, i.e. undisciplined, lawless mind, which he said is hypocrisy. Hippo, as in hypodermic needle, if you will. It means something lesser. Chrysis means it relates to a standard or an epiphany or epoch of reasoning. Hypocrisy, then, my brothers and sisters, as a thing Messiah warned against, is any manner of standard, any manner of reasoning, so-called reasoning, a presumptuous, hasty conclusion, a thought form that deceives and therefore robs the people, even to fatally flatter the people, not to consider the fullness of what all it is that the Most High has declared, that in all things the righteousness of his holy covenant might be preserved in its initial meaning, understood. It's imperative that we know this, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, if you love me, keep, meaning to guard, maintain, and defend the integrity of his commandments, his instruction, the only way. He said, for those who would do this, defend, preserve, maintain the integrity, or make an oath to preserve the integrity of the holy name, which is an oath. The Most High says, I am that I am, not as men imagine. Whoever would preserve the integrity of this pure, perfect word, he said he would ask the Father that they might receive the Spirit of truth, which the worldly, those who prefer double-minded divisions, those who prefer, if you will, allegiances to already extant, short-sighted ideologies, national, social, pseudo-religious differences. He said that Spirit of truth, that Spirit of justice, it gives full honor unto the Most High. He said the worldly would not receive. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, what it means is that the hearts and souls of men must become much more teachable. If, I said, the hearts and souls of men must become much more teachable, if men are to receive and mature in the gift, power of discretion that can rightly convey and preserve through generations the righteousness of a holy word, the true intents of a holy word. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, before there are words spoken, there must be first the firmity of a thought. It is imperative, my brothers and sisters, I said again, it is imperative of utmost importance that we know this. Messiah, in effect, was warning the people of his time that in order for them to preserve the integrity of his word, 16:12 of Yohanan says, there are many things that I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp, discern, receive, accept the fullness of their implications, if you will, yet. But when the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come, the Spirit of the One that teaches all after a pure, perfect word unto full discretion, if you will, what is the Besorah, the gospel, the full, pure, perfect word, when that Spirit has come, under which the Messiah speaks, saying, the Spirit of the Most High is upon me to preach good. How about the whole word, just word, unto those who are meek and humble, to release the captives, to open the eyes of the blind. My brothers and sisters, when the scripture speaks of that Spirit, it is important, of utmost importance, that we understand that no one who would petition the Most High for the power of that Spirit is dutiful unto the Most High lest he seek all. I said, lest he seek all that is divine will. In fact, not to seek all that is divine will, not to seek the whole truth, is not to seek the truth nor its author at all. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, will not be partialized. He will not be hypocrisized. In the book of Galatians, we are warned. Beware the same man preach another gospel, another standard, as if it was a whole good word. I want you to think about something. If somebody sells you a car and the immediate idea, predisposition is, of course, if it was ready to ride, then you would expect there to be a steering wheel, and there is none. Would you be ready to drive that off a lot and say if the contract for a working vehicle has been honored? I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. There's a reason why Messiah said in Micah 5:14-25, under the cause of peace, if any man is deceived after any of the contentions, diversitudes of man, he says, he shall not enter into the kingdom of Yah. If any man seeks to deceive his brother against any part of what the Most High has revealed to as the law by his holy prophets, any man would deceive his brother not to honor these words. Scripture says he would be found guilty unto hellfire. It's important then, my brothers and sisters, again, that we know that in the judgment, since no conclusion formed after partial ideal that refuses to consider the fullness of what the Most High declared, no partial polluted standard is true to the Holy Covenant. Understanding that truth, my brothers and sisters, knowing that no lie will preside in the kingdom of truth, it is imperative that we know that each one of us has a duty to learn from the Most High how not to lie. It is imperative that we all understand and seek the Most High, my brothers and sisters, to discern how to speak, even according to what is the whole plan of the Most High, according to all that he declared from the very beginning. I repeat, my brothers and sisters, Messiah warned that we must maintain the integrity of his word, knowing our need for his spirit to continually guide that we not be led astray. It is imperative, my brothers and sisters, that we constantly seek the Most High beyond every, I said every, short-sighted standards of this world, lest we find in the judgment that it was not the Most High that we have allowed to be the shaper of our conscience. Romans says it in another way. Romans 6th chapter says, to whom you yield yourselves to obey, his servants ye are. It's important, my brothers and sisters, we understand also in Romans 10, the scripture relates that, quite frankly, if we look at the world as it exists today, Romans 9, 10, 11, there are many, my brothers and sisters, who say they have a great zeal for Yah, not for what is full discretion. That's the right translation of what you find in Romans 10. And the Apostle Shaul said, my greatest desire is that all Israel might be saved, might be one, might be delivered from every misconceit. That would mean seeking full discretion. But he also warned that not everyone, I repeat, he also warned that not everyone has heard so as to be able to preach and believe the gospel, the Besorah, the full word, the sure word that the Most High himself will sanction as viable, that proves the steadfastness of a soul. It's important that we know this, my brothers and sisters. Micaiah 12:36. For every, some texts say idol. Some texts relate the context. If you understand the original word, every deceptive word, every flattering word, every foolish word that a man speaks, he should give account for it in the judgment. My brothers and sisters, the judgment that is coming will judge whether or not the hearts of men are or are not fully willing to follow the Most High along the path unto the goal and all that he would lead. Blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. You know, I think it's amazing to this very day that there are those who would look upon those who would seek all righteousness as strange, something that is not even normal in the society we live amidst today. Isaiah 59. As a direct reflection, Isaiah 59:19-21, Romans 11:25-27 speaks of how this world has sought to make a prey of anyone who would turn away from transgression, who would turn toward righteousness. But the day must come, it also relates, that Messiah must come to declare a standard against every evil or lesser pattern of thought, every indiligent, fatal, flattering, misideal, that the covenant, the holy covenant, a word pure after the mind of the Maker, should remain amongst our people, our descendants and our descendants' descendants, henceforth even forever. Blessed then, therefore, my brothers and sisters, are those who understand a very simple point. The very word holy, did you hear me? The very word holy declares what is a word pure as revealed, inspired, breathed, if you will, to be comprehended by the mind and heart, by the direct working, revelation, power of the Most High Himself. The very word holy, my brothers and sisters, means that a thing comes forth pure after divine intent. Ancient Israel understood something very simple, that if any holy thing were corrupted in any way after the misconceits of any man in this world who does not consider initial divine foundation and purpose, if anything is corrupted or abused, my brothers and sisters, abused after the thoughts of man, it is no longer a holy thing to be counted or respected as a holy thing. It's important, my brothers and sisters, that we know this. Even like we just spoke about the Shabbat, it's imperative that we seek what is complete, perfect before the Most High, whole. If we do not, my brothers and sisters, look at the end result. 1 Corinthians 1:10 says again that in the name unto the honor of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing. I said the same thing, the same manner of doctrine, the same, if you will, controlling body of knowledge, the same hegemony, the same consummate body of knowledge, if you will, unto one understanding, one conscience, and that there be no divisions. I said, no divisions amongst us. We live in a society today that most are so concerned with the idolatrous institutions that they're made to comfort themselves in mediocrity, that they have failed to seek what is for the ultimate good and blessing of a people. A man's oath, my brothers and sisters, unto the Most High is in vain, not unto all that pleases the Most High if he does not seek all righteousness, if he does not seek all that the Most High calls justice. Think about, for instance, Revelation 19 says Messiah will come for righteousness and for righteousness' sake. Him who is called the word of Yah, the very thoughts of the Most High. For righteousness' sake, he will judge and make war, even to reprove all the nations and even all the kings of the earth. My brothers and sisters, we must understand what the scriptures mean when Messiah speaks that saying that all power, all authority from on high has been given unto him, and that every soul must be converted according to all that he has spoken. All must become teachable souls. In other words, if we do not respect and revere what the scriptures have said, declaring that all who follow false rule and false kings shall be judged even unto condemnation. My brothers and sisters, many have never understood because they have not understood that that the rulers of this world don't exact the justice of the kingdom of Yah. They've trusted in false rulers. And according to Psalms 14 and 53, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. What honor the Most High, because men have trusted in the word of those who don't seek the perfect way. And the scriptures by no means say that men are just after the misconceits, the misideals of another. It's important that we know this, my brothers and sisters. But lest we exceed the various contentious misideologies of all the rulers of this earth, we have not converted truly unto the will of one. 47,000 denominations is the breaking of the covenant. It's not the holy covenant. Is the contortions and intrusions of men against which we were warned at Colossians 2 and 8. Beware lest any man beguile you, rob you after the principles of the world, and not after the Messiah. The anointed one, my brothers and sisters, comes to declare again truly what is justice. Blessed then, therefore, are they whose conscience will not be constrained by the misconceits, the shallow-mindedness of any man. that indeed my brothers and sisters in hearing his exceeding word, they shall be indeed set free. I need to repeat this again, my brothers and sisters. The Holy Covenant is not of this world. It is a word pure and perfect in its intent from on high. And it would be total injustice, blasphemous arrogance against the Most High to count anything or any idea wise perverted outside of what from the beginning is divine purpose. Isaiah 48 tells us what man has done. Many are called upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. The Most High said, surely he knew in advance that men would lie, would turn away from their truth, from the truth. The neck like an iron sinew, the brow brass. But he said he would not give his glory nor his honor, the honor of his name, to another. Therefore, he surely must refine his people, purge out all the misconceits that exist in the minds of his people, that indeed, true unto his honor, we be one. That is the blessed promise that surely, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will call unto himself, will refine unto himself a people that would be called worthy of his name. The question, however, my brothers and sisters, is this. How many of us would be rational enough to realize that when the Savior comes, he indeed is that one spoken of in Genesis 49, unto whom all must gather? Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, the soul is blessed that will discern the need to walk in the greater light, the greater wisdom that he shall revere and show reverence for to all who are here. Isaiah 50, I'm just going to relate a few points. Isaiah 50, 10 through 11. Says, whoever there is among you who does not have this invariant light of truth, let him trust from him who is called by the name, even unto the honor. You could say Yah his Father, that you be saved, made whole, steadfast, confirmed, if you will, by his God. The scripture then goes on and says something very powerful thereafter. And it is an admonition and a warning concerning what Messiah himself will say to those who would not listen or will not listen. He says to those who would walk in the sparks that you have kindled, this you will have in my hands, he says. You will lie down in sorrow. What else does this mean? Then man will be held accountable for in every way or pattern of misconceit after which he has been or allowed himself to be relegated, that he would not receive the greater wisdom and reproof and the knowledge of the truth that must be a mutual obligation and a faith made faithful unto one in its own. So I can see right now that many should ask the question, how shall we be conformed unto the mind of one? I've said it so many times on this show that man was created an anointed being. Genesis 2 and 7, the Most High breathed in the man the breath of life. We find the scriptures where Messiah said also, is it not so written in your law? It should be translated this way, that you should be godly. You should be true to the one Most High. But it's in that man turned away from the truth, exchanged truth for lies, Romans 1. It's in that man, my brothers and sisters, exchange the truth for lies, that many, he said, perish like one of the, let's just say, princes and rulers from amongst the nation. My brothers and sisters, man was created an anointed being to resonate only, I said, to resonate only the thoughts of his maker, that there indeed might be peace. The only offering the Most High can accept unto his honor as him who is one. I need to repeat that again. Man was created to resonate only the thoughts of his creator, that there be peace, no arguments, one mutual understanding, one mutual sense of reverence, one sense of what is lordship. One sense, my brothers and sisters, of our duty unto him who is supreme. One consummate body of knowledge that we all should have both access to and obedience to. That there be the promise of peace. This, my brothers and sisters, should always have been the premise, the understanding for those who would believe. For it was that understanding that motivated, cultivated, galvanized those who were of the early church. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the early church, like the Holy Covenant, was a people who sought a conscience that is not of the divisions of this world. Yohanan, John, 17th chapter, Messiah said it well. I make no request for the worldly, but those who are hearkening to listen to his word. Why? That the people might all, unto the honor of the holy name, be one. In any institution of man, my brothers and sisters, that would exalt itself, not seeking fully or preparing to discern fully all the word of the Messiah as he shall bring it. Any institution, my brothers and sisters, who would ensnare the mind and heart and souls of men, not to prepare for that greater truth. My brothers and sisters, is in fact, the work of a devil, the synagogue of Satan. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. As I said before, man was created an anointed being. Man turned away from the knowledge of the truth and fell away from that spirit. Messiah said to those who believe in him, who is truly the anointed one, they might partake too of that same spirit. All might have an opportunity who would believe to come to the oneness of mind. The oneness of mind, my brothers and sisters, that is worthy to partake in the holy conscience of the holy kingdom. And frankly, my brothers and sisters, I would say this to you now. As one who has seen, the Most High has granted to see that holy kingdom, that what the scripture calls the third heaven, or the third, if you will, third level of Shamayim. Well, let me explain that really quickly. The first heaven in the scriptures is actually the terra firma that you see. Second heaven, per se, is the sky where the fowls of the earth do fly. And even, if you will, where the stars, planets of the sky reside. But the third heaven, my brothers and sisters, is the dwelling place of the Most High himself. The word for heaven in the scriptures, in the Hebrew, is Shamayim. And it is a people who all seek the Most High, that the Most High might be firmly represented, fully as he is, as one. And the truth of the scriptures actually tell us that it is the love of the Most High, not that we compromise or fatally flatter those who don't seek the fullness of the word, but that we all be admonished to seek the whole word of the Most High, that we might survive in the coming judgment. And that the scripture calls love. But we live in a strange society today. Yah so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What was he giving? someone who would admonish the people that they must believe the fullness of the truth. That's leaving room for contradictions. Men will perish. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who have no intent to awaken your mind to this understanding. But my brothers and sisters, I can only say to you, the Most High, long, long ago, warned me, over 3 decades ago now, warned me with these words, admonishing that I should not, I repeat, admonishing that I should not seek to have my conscience shaped by any man, woman, or child, if you will, of this earth, of any recent generation. He admonished me to look to that which he had declared from the beginning as the only, that he, which he declared from the beginning as the only eventuality and the only pattern unto life. I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, he woke me up one morning, very shortly after anointing time, with these words. Beware, whatever you join yourself with, you become one with in spirit. It was an admonishment, my brothers and sisters, where he said, I better hearken to him or someone will make a fool of me. Every lie, every half-hearted misideal, every compromise that men believe, every lie that men allow themselves to believe is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. Trust me when I say to you again, my brothers and sisters, the holy covenant, the agreement that the Most High has foreordained with and unto himself, unto the reconciliation of his people, unto himself, is not of the divisions of this fallen world. Blessed are they who will know this, who will know to seek beyond all the varying misideals of mankind for the absolute, pure, and perfect word, not being satisfied with anything less, for it is also written, that when he that is perfect is come, that which is in part shall pass away. All ideologies of man that are related amongst men is common conversation that are less. The scriptures will regard as merely the precepts and doctrines of blind men. Read Isaiah 29 and 8. Through, let's say 30:18 to 32:15. What you will discern there, my brothers and sisters, with the help of the Most High, if your heart is willing to understand it, for most would be a total shock for them to find that what they had exalted, what humanity for a long time has exalted, has not been a seeker to for fullness or what is divine instruction on the, let's just say, on the part of men, has not been a seeking to for fullness of divine instruction. Has not been faithful unto one. Has not been the exceeding vision of the Most High, would declare. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the covenant of the Most High in preparation for entrance into the Holy Kingdom demands that we prepare for the conscience of him who will call man's attention. And what is called in Isaiah 28, the times of refreshing, Acts 3:18-23, the restitution of all things. According to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began, the setting of all things true to initial divine honor and order is what we all must seek. To seek anything less, my brothers and sisters, is the tricks of a devil. And blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who will discern this truth. I've spoken about this before, but I need to carry it to another level. There's a difference between what the scripture calls the seal of the living God, the confirmation of one being true unto Yah, overcoming all the misconceits of man, the misinstitutionalities and misallegiances of man. The difference between that, my brothers and sisters, that firmity upon a sure foundation, and what is called the mark of the beast. I want you to think about this for a moment. my brothers and my sisters, I want you to think about this. I want you to consider it. All is the content of its meaning. I'm not saying any of these things to shame anyone, but to compel the hearts of men to realize that no one can attain to the fullness of conscience the Most High has intended but by the power of Yah. And it is mandated that we seek the Most High, not disrespecting Him after any lesser conscience, but seeking the fullness that He declares. Therefore, remember what I said earlier about what is the created purpose of man? To resonate after the Spirit of the Most High, the thoughts of His Maker. Genesis 2 and 7, Most High breathed into man the breath of life. Where the breath is neshama, it means, amongst other things, that man must honor unto the fullness of what is the holy name, seeking that if any man be called a leader or a ruler amongst us, that man must first be a servant of Yah to the good, for the good of all. Seeking, my brothers and sisters, beyond himself, collectively as a people, if there be any differences amongst us, knowing that it is our obligation, if there be any differences amongst us, to seek the Most High, that again we all must be one, even as Yah is one. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that. This means we must seek the Most High that we be able to reason together, lest we be cut off. That we be able to reason as one, lest we be cut off from the inheritance of His kingdom. In that sense, my brothers and sisters, this must be understood. The scriptures talk about being sealed with the Holy Spirit. How about sealed with a pure and perfect word that is received as that gift of the Holy Spirit as a teacher of all things, bringing all things to remembrance? I want you to understand this, my brothers and sisters, in Hebrew mind. There's a word for Gentile that many might not like. So we're also the word used for heathen. And quite frankly, ancient Hebrew mind saw those who would not reason as one, not as man, not as Manu, not as those who would commune after the height, depth, and breadth of reasoning that is God mind, if you will. Not part of that, let's just say, spiritual collective, true unto the mind of one. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, whether man will seek to be made party with that pure and perfect mind decides whether man is truly Manu, whether to be called in communion with God mind or not. What separates man from beast, my brothers and sisters? Efficacy and the attunement then of his mind. When the scripture speaks of the mark of the beast, it's talking about ultimately, if we want to understand it from the spiritual sense, the mark of the beast, my brothers and sisters, is the standards of every fleshly, inconjunct, undisciplined, i.e. reprobate, lawless, not seeking full lawfulness, not seeking full justice, if you will, mind or mindlessness. Do I need to repeat that? In ancient Hebrew mind, the word for goy also meant, for Gentile also meant those like a troop of animals. And you know, I find it amazing, but even sometimes there are some animals, my brothers and sisters, that function together as a pack. But like I said, I've seen packs that if one wants something that another one has, they fight amongst themselves for that thing. Well, I can only say to you, my brothers and sisters, that the covenant promise of the Most High is given only to those who are willing to share, to grow together, to realize the value of a mind cultivated truly unto the will of the Most High. So the mark of the beast, or the standards of the beast, are the variant inconjunct standards of all those who, in the carnality, fleshliness of their minds, will not seek the fullness of all that is divine will. And there's no good, my brothers and sisters, ultimately, that can come as pleasing unto the Most High. Whenever an individual does not seek all that is divine will, because the Most High does not seek the manifestation of other enemies. Yohanan 15:14, you are my friends if you seek and do, if you will, all that I have commanded. This is Messiah's words. The enemies, therefore, my brothers and sisters, those who would take away from that standard, who would seek to establish divisions, their own standards, defying the first command, which demands, my brothers and sisters, we worship no other God, another have no other standard but that which he revealed, and must be preserved in the minds of our people forever, lest gaining access to the way we lose it. My last show, I spoke about Messiah saying that he would be with man if he kept and preserved all that he from on high had commanded. Who is it then, my brothers and sisters, that will compel the soul of a man not to seek the whole word of Yah? As an individual who has seen at the blessing of the Most High, who has been granted to see the blessing of the kingdom that is to come on this earth, the mirror of the kingdom on high that is to come upon this earth, that is the should be the prayer of us all, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. As one who has seen that, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that my first inclination upon seeing it was this: in observing the beauty and majesty of it all, the order, the magnificence of it all, the first thing I said was this: if I cannot attain to the conscience necessary to retain the beauty of this which I see, I only said to the Most High, it doesn't matter then what happens ultimately at the end of me. I just asked only that I be able to help. I did not know at the time what I was being offered for all that I had seen. I didn't know the Most High was offering something to me at that moment. Testing, if you will, the nature. Checking your heart, if you will, the nature of my heart. And I remember what he said to me, because I just simply implored to him, allow me to help whoever it is that would awaken. I said, again, Father, just whatever it is that I need to know to be able to help your people, allow me to be of aid, that the conscience of men might be found worthy to partake in this. And what he told me in response was this, with these words. He said, if you can say what you just said and mean it like you said it, he said, my son is going to be all right. Nothing will ever take that away from me, my brothers and sisters. For I know that if any man seeks anything less than the fullness of what is divine vision, that man is unworthy, a thief and a robber. It is important, my brothers and sisters, I said of utmost importance, what the Most High told me that he had called me to do. He said to me that I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, anyone perceiving the beauty of what the Most High has promised. If we look around us in the world, seeing all this massive contradictions, controversy, and the warfare resulting of errant thought, resultant of misconceits, faulty perceptions of what is righteousness, what is justice, and what is peace. My brothers and sisters, even just the hope that man's mind, for one night they give full honor to the Most High, for one to seek that anything less be regarded viable, acceptable, pleasing, as an offering unto the Most High. If any man desire anything less than the renewing of the mind, I'm talking about Romans 12 chapter, the Most High saying he will turn on God, send Messiah to return ungodliness from Yaakov. He will redeem those who return from transgression. How about every errant thought and way? Read Isaiah 59 and understand what I'm talking about. That the Most High would offer such a beautiful gift to mankind, it would actually have to be considered robbery. Far from worthy if any heart would seek anything less and call it an acceptable offering unto the Most High. We must all seek all that is His perfect will. It is the only chance we have at peace. I said, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, the only chance we have for peace. Speaking about what I'm talking about now, I want you to consider. It was prophesied long ago that mankind would surely not remain steadfast to the pure, perfect way. I said it was already understood that man would not remain steadfast to the pure, perfect way of the One Most High. That is why the scripture said that in the last days there must be a restitution of all things. There'd be no need for a restitution of all things. And be no need for a time of refreshing. Things brought to a state of renewal. New after what is intended from the beginning. Beyond all allegiances to the misconceits of the nations. Read Jeremiah 30-31. The renewal of the covenant is beyond all the varying standards that our people have been divided in amongst the nations. There'd be no need for this time of refreshing, my brothers and sisters, if man had truly kept, preserved, maintained the integrity of a holy word. It's for this reason that the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 48, Messiah will come to a people who have not sworn by his name, their oaths unto his name, has not been unto all truth and righteousness. Not realizing the true faith, faithful unto one, must come from one. Faith comes by hearing a direct word and the direct instruction from the Most High. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the book of Daniel speaks about this. The great falling away that was foretold of old. We need to consider that when the gospel went forth to the nations already had their pre-existent ways, misideals after which their sins, iniquities, and justice they become blind to them. Everybody having his so-called new normal. Everyone talking about peace after the ways of the nations. Let's just say the misorientations after which they were naturalized and born. Of the flesh in this world. And that's the reason why the scripture says you must be born again. Your vantage point for reasoning must change at the high expression of the Spirit. For this reason, Messiah came. And those who believe in him. I didn't say any of the varying ideas of the nations might attain to conscience beyond worldly contradiction. Because only in the attainment of that conscience, my brothers and sisters, does any man have life. Well, the book of Daniel explains something that has happened long ago. On the last show, I began to list many places in Scripture that related, if we really want to understand and understand it rightly, how even by the turn of the second century, and much of what had been the ways of the early church, the ideals of the early church, men had fallen away from, and many had become even afraid to speak of it. That is certainly a falling away from the great expectation, my brothers and sisters, certainly have fallen away from faith. But Daniel, I want to explain Daniel 11, starting around the 32nd chapter, talking about this system of man, already extant, the vicissitudes of man after which men have become proud. So much so that when the gospel went forth, or the pure word from on high went forth to the nations retaliated, murderously retaliated at the hand of statesmen who later, after Western polytheist thought, breaking the covenant, lawless against the will of one, sought to establish, if you will, their a fake church, even a fake concept of Messiah, after which men would not and could not be delivered from the prison house of the misconceits into which they are born. The scriptures tell us, my brothers and sisters, about what was foretold to occur. Daniel 11:32 is brought to remembrance in the words of the Apostle Shaul in 2 Thessalonians when the people asked in the second chapter about their return back to return to the homeland, the promised land of Israel. But he told them that there was ultimately, at that time, no need for them to return. But he said there'd be a falling away first, a falling away from faithfulness unto the one, before Messiah himself comes to sit upon the throne to expose every irreality, every pretense, every lawless misrule and misadministration that would come to sit to pervert the minds right there in the midst of the temples. I'd like to speak about that now, but I have a lot I still want to talk about beyond these points. As an elaboration upon these points, recognizing this foundation, recognizing that, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, only when we are willing to admit what is written in Isaiah 28, that in this world for a long time, for many generations, of all the doctrines of men, there's been no place claimed. Only if we're willing to admit that Messiah will declare to a world an exceeding word to wash away the refuge of lies, even saying what to many will be a terror and a vexation to vexation in his report, Isaiah 28, that the cloth has been too short, the warp weak, insufficient for a garment. Meaning that the doctrines men have trusted to cover their shame have not been sufficient. That men become through and through true unto the will of one. The scriptures tell us in the book of Revelation, blessed are they who keep, preserve, maintain, let's just say, their garments of wisdom, unstained. That they do not walk naked, lest men see their shame. Daniel 11:32 talks about there will be those who will compromise the covenant. Just relating to what we're right there in the intro to the show. I know what the King James Version says, but I want to explain the meaning of those words. One text says, they who act wickedly against the covenant, who act lawlessly, compromise, function in mediocrity, not seeking the fullness of the Holy Covenant. There was one who came who would corrupt the people by flatteries, telling them that everything's all right, saying that there was peace. They were complete and perfect, acceptable before the Most High. While there remained no peace. In other words, constant revolts, constant arguments. My brothers and sisters, constant arguments against the pure, perfect truth that would bring peace. So they who would compromise, not seek the fullness of the covenant. Psalms 50. Talk about those who would keep his covenant lightly. And he said he would tear them into pieces lest they repent. Daniel 11:32, and they who compromise in the covenant, not seeking the fullness of the covenant, seeking that there remain divisions after worldliness amongst us, shall this anarchist, if you will, anti-Messiah, false savior. Scripture says he would use flatteries, telling the people that they've attained to something they have not, that they've become true to something that they have not known, making people hypocrites to corrupt their hearts blind their conscience. These he shall leave to condemnation, leave to the divisions of the self-righteous conscience. But the people who do know or do seek the Most High for the fullness of his will shall be strong. And they who have understanding, who have attained understanding, who have attained the foundation among the people, he says, they shall instruct many. Yet they too shall fall by the sword, and by flame, and by captivity, and by spoil. And the Aramaic says, amazingly enough, for 1,000 days, coefficient to 1,000 years. And we look at the fourth to the dispersed schisms of the 14th century. We understand that the Roman institution, the false church, false church state, if you will, that was Rome, in its establishment of its false state church, if you will. The schisms, whereby people began to break away from that corruption, was for 1,000 years, something to think about. But the scriptures tell us it will still be a long time thereafter, because understand, breaking away from one corruption unto many other corruptions is still not the way. So think about what's written, my brothers and sisters, and consider. It says, and now when they shall fall, he said they will receive a little help. It means that the Most High would try to help people to see. Or let's just say the Most High would help men who are willing to see, to try to maintain some level of conscience. But he said the masses, by and large, if you will, the majority, if you will still join or remain adherents of those who flatter them, who comfort them in their vanities, in the deviation, the short-sightedness, the inconsistencies of their ways. And also some of them with understanding, though they fall, there'll be some, my brothers and sisters, who, if you will, fall away. That it might be discerned who it is, my brothers and sisters, that would be steadfast. Who it is that truly seeks to be refined. Best way I can explain this to you is, I remember that even to this day, being back in high school. And I remember first time I saw someone, especially a high school student, inebriated, somebody toward the end of the school year, brought a fifth of whiskey, after final, while everybody was waiting for the last day of school. And he brought a fifth of whiskey in one of those little flasks. People were taking swigs of it. And I saw people who I thought were reasonable, thought were much more level-headed, begin to act and behave in strange ways that I never would have thought. Well, my brothers and sisters, there are times that there are those who fall away after misexample, that those who are said who will use reason to remain true, the right example, might be discerned who it is that they are who seek the better way. And the scripture says those then, if we really understand it, that those who will be refined and would stand strong in those times should remain preserved in their righteousness even to the time of the end. But if we understand the book of Revelation, it says, if we understand in Revelation, the sixth chapter, as scriptures related, that those who had withstood, withstood all persecution, remained firm, even those who had been beheaded for the testimony they were to maintain. They asked, how long would it be before the hypocrisy of this earth would be judged? And he said, it will be to a time, if you will, after all those who like them were steadfast would be killed. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is what the scriptures have said. Psalms 14, speaking of these latter days, saying, Messiah will come to restore the covenant, restore that pure, perfect way at a time when all the world has fallen short of right discretion of the ways of the hour. That he who restores the covenant perfectly, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. And the scripture says that from the time of that early great tribulation, it'll be a long time for, let's just say, the troubles, the contentions, the arguments of this earth. It'd be a long time before they would all come to an end. For he said, a false king, false rulers. How about Psalms 2? The kings of the earth are taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. Therefore, the people among the nations are. Imagine vain things. There is no peace. False king, false rulers, rulers that should do according to their, let's just say, the conspiracies of their ungodly miswill. And they shall exalt themselves, in other words, what they call rulership, and the territories they have robbed. In other words, forgetting that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. Compelling men to make false oaths. It says those who condemn mankind with fallen standards and flatteries, that indignation, that wrath against those who would seek righteousness, he said it should be. Well, the scripture says it shall be accomplished, shall be done. Well, I can only say this to you, my brothers and sisters. The book of Revelation 13 said the same thing. There will come one who will speak great words against the Most High and cause all those who would not act in reverence true of the Most High, he would kill. Well, what is the level of persecution that exists amongst the nations, my brothers and sisters? It's like the system exalts hypocrites. It exalts those who will comply with lesser standards, far from the true moral fiber and righteousness of the Most High. It commends them that men would exalt hypocrites, men who claim to be true to the Most High, but not true to all that is divine will and cause. Men take some of every ideal that they say needs to be given attention to, and saying they're doing the work of the Most High. But my brothers and sisters, the work, true work of the Most High is not an incomplete work. It's not inconsiderate. I know it's going to sound funny, but I had to talk to somebody just this past week, and they were talking about certain civil rights leaders that said they wanted to do Yah's will. My brothers and sisters, racism is a horrible thing, but no question about it. My brothers and sisters, if there were no racism in this world, would men still know what it is to keep all that is divine command? People oftentimes do very unjust things amongst people of their own distinctions. Color, if you will. So it's time we realize, my brothers and sisters, that we do not yet love Yah to truly love one another in his will, to receive all that is his will. For no soul, my brothers and sisters, that does not seek the fullness of divine will is worthy unto the Most High in his oath, word, a deed. Time we understand that, my brothers and sisters. I know it's hard words tonight. For a lot of people, hard words. But they're talking about how this false king, this false system of man, polytheist system, a polytheist system that sought to preserve his antipathy against the perfect absolute will of one. Carnal-minded, it says, shall do according to his will, exalting itself, each king after his own self-righteousness. Hey, seeking to constrain the minds against the discernment of the righteousness of the one Most High. Speaking, let's just say trickery, conspiracy, surreptitious lies that most don't recognize as lies against the Most High Holy One. Even against the King of Kings, sounds so much like Psalms 2. The kings of the earth have taken counsel against the instruction of the one Most High, even against his anointed. And he said he shall accomplish his anger. For that which was determined shall be done. I can only say this to you, my brothers and sisters. The truth of the matter is this. Isaiah 48 said, the Most High knew surely that men would not keep and preserve the integrity of his pure, perfect word, even though his faithful disciples were commanded they must do so. For in not preserving the integrity of a word, intermingling truth with lies, as I said in a bit of psaltery given to me very early in the after anointing time, truth mixed with lies is like food laced with poison. There's a spice added in to seduce and destroy men. What you drink, my brothers and sisters, a cup of milk, even if you are very, very thirsty, what you drink, a cup of milk, if you wanted to live, has been laced with a teaspoon of arsenic. Here, my brothers and sisters, Most High has no covenant with the misconceits of man. Most High has no agreement with any concept conceived after the minds of men that does not consider or does not respect the fullness of what the Most High himself in the beginning declared. So Isaiah 48 says, the Most High will send Messiah who will say, if only you had just kept, preserved, maintained the integrity of my commandments, my instructions, your peace would have been as a river. I'm talking about Isaiah 48. Your peace would have been as a river and your righteousness as the waves of the sea. So he says, therefore, from the beginning, from the creation, from the time that it was, there am I. In other words, according to the plan the Most High had from the beginning, foreordained from the beginning, he said, there am I. To bring it to remembrance. To show man again the way that he should go. And the sign of scripture says will come forth one day to finally say, though he too at one time walked according to the vanities of this world, he would say to all mankind, listen to me, O ye isles, all ye nations. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. Ultimately, my brothers and sisters, to bring his people back to him and to declare salvation, deliverance from every misconceit, every faulty standard, every liar, every thought that has misshapen the minds of men since the dawn of human fall. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. This is what the scripture says Messiah must do. Not only for the sake of his people Israel, but even unto all the ends of the earth. Think about what Isaiah 45 and 6, Messiah calls his, well, Most High calls his anointed. That from the rising sun to the west, from the rising of the sun to the setting down thereof, even all nations shall revere Yah, even his Messiah, unto the glory and the honor of Yah his Father. There's much to be understood, my brothers and sisters, about Philippians 2 and 9 through 13 and Romans 14, 10 through 12 in the context of Isaiah 45 and 6, Isaiah 45 and 23. For if we understood what Messiah meant when he said, I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star, we would understand, my brothers and sisters, why they of the early church said, even so come, Kirti, Yeshua. One who comes like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, and expose all those who hide the truth from you. That again, my brothers and sisters, shall man know truly what is the way of light, life, and peace. But we live in a strange society today, my brothers and sisters. Many have exalted what they call diversity. And many times when they talk about diversity of, for instance, a city, they talk about the proximity of people who come from various distinctions from all over the earth. But my brothers and sisters, I would have you to know that a multitude of variant belief systems gathered together, even though they choose to become as some say, tolerant of one another's differences. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if we don't seek all that is the pure, perfect will of the Most High, we have not loved one another. Yah, His oneness, His pure, perfect understanding, perfect agreement in all things that He has considered. That is a power of love, my brothers and sisters, that is beyond ordinary carnal understanding and comprehension. But it's not powerful, it's not possible for the carnal mind that does not consider divine foundation to understand that's that this great expectation. The scriptures actually relate, my brothers and sisters, if you understand them well, there's an article on my website called The Secret City Prophecies, and it does talk about a city as it would be an amalgam of all the diverse misideals of a whole world. Men swearing by the name of the Most High, all the varying misideals. Ultimately, it really means of a planet entire. It speaks of Canaan. It speaks of Egypt. All my brothers and sisters, it talks about what is necessary to Egypt and even Assyria. And finally, in Revelation, my brothers and sisters, all Babylon shall all recognize the blessing that is the will of one, that all might make an oath unto the Most High, true to the holy name, name and oath of the Most High, that all may vow a vow with a right understanding, a reference point for reverence, make a vow unto the Most High that they may rightly perform it. We live in a society today, my brothers and sisters, that has respected not the value of truth, not realizing, my brothers and sisters, the only conscience the Most High will accept and call just is a conscience made true to His own. We need to ask, why are the thoughts of men sin? Not one to this very day. It's because covetously, self-righteous, selfishly ambitious rulers already existing in this world despised having to even humble themselves to hear from the Most High what is necessary to be consistent with the word from above. And because of this, my brothers and sisters, men have only contaminated, misread, misunderstood, misinterpreted, misadministered, misrepresented the words of the Savior. 47,000 denominations all saying something different, and men coming together, even in what are the consecrated holy days, speaking something different, is evident that man has not been true to a covenant. For every thought that would compel men not to seek the whole word of the Most High, every miscreant ideal that would keep men from seeking the pure, perfect will of the Most High has never been biblically sound, never been true to the thoughts, the words of the Most High. And the scriptures relate to the city that will comply with this inconsistency would one day have to be warned and destroyed, that the whole world realize the need to seek again what is the pure, perfect will of one. Why didn't your leaders tell you about it, my brothers and sisters? Why did they not? It is because of the present inconjunct nature of men's thoughts, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah 59 says that the way of peace men for a long time had not known till Messiah comes to restore standard. Blessed then are those, they, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures say, would be diligent to prepare for the day of His reappearance, that they would say, indeed, this is the Holy One for whom we have waited. We will rejoice and be made glad in His salvation. He will wipe away all tears from off all eyes. He will cast away, one scripture says, the refuge of lions. Cast away the veil, the covering, the misconceit that has been over all nations. Having victory over death, if you will. Victory over every contradictive manner of conscience that would result in demise. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, those who look for that day. I can only tell you that every title the Most High confers upon, every commandment, every instruction the Most High confers must be the common vision of his people. That is what his people must become. I've talked on, there's an article on my website, Secret Name, hiddengospel.com, the secret name. I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters, Messiah has many titles in Scripture. Revelation 19:11-21 says he has names written thereon, and one of them no man knows, how no man discerns fully. How about the implications of his thoughts, his intents, fully as he himself? My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that every single title that is conferred upon the Most High is what the Most High has called him and foreordained that he must fully in all things accomplish and become. And blessed are they then, my brothers and sisters, who will understand why it is related of Messiah that he's given a name above every title that is given to men. Those who will understand this, my brothers and sisters, have a chance. But those who are too proud to understand, for instance, what is written in the book of Hosea, these people have mixed themselves with Gentiles, those who would not understand, those who do violence against the law. We are to the point of gray hairs and know it not. And though the Most High would save them, yet have they spoken lies against him, yet they cried in violence against the law, O our God, we know thee. That his words, the scripture says, they would consider a strange thing. Hosea 7:7, 8:4, 8:12. Even that when Messiah called the watchman of Ephraim, whose name is that of the Most High. The scripture says he would be hated even in the house of his God. Only because men have deeply corrupted themselves as they did in the days of Gibeah. Meaning that he would warn them, my brothers and sisters, but he said, because many would not listen, he will punish them for their sins. How about, my brothers and sisters, what I told you before? Every lie, every misconceit, every false standard that men believe has been an obstacle against men seeking to discern the fullness of what is divine truth. Let us ask the Most High that he shows us his reasoning beyond the predisposition. Misconceits that have been placed in the mind. So we all again, my brothers and sisters, will be conformed, easily made teachable, that in all things we agree as one with him. How shall we walk together in peace but that we be agreed? And how shall we be agreed in the name of the Most High but that the Most High himself reveal himself as he is unto a people who in all things are willing to hear? There are many, my brothers and sisters, who continue to follow after a false Messiah because they have not discerned what Messiah meant in Revelation 22:16 when he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Many who have fallen after a machination of man, but they did not trust and understand what the scriptures meant concerning one who would teach mankind again beyond all its misruling entities that have encapsulated and made a prison house of the minds. I see now I got only a few seconds left. Article on my website, my brothers and sisters, called at hiddengospel.com, called Prophetic Proof, another one called Early Church Version. Very important to understand these things. And until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edom Yav Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto the Most High, thankful for everything that he has revealed, giving honor unto his praise, unto all that he is due. Unto his praise always, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all for listening, for the time to understand that our thoughts must conform to the will of one is now. And indeed, what was once a dream must now be done. Hey, good to see you. Two hearts. Messiah gave his life that men might have access to wisdom and truth that ordinary mind does not consider to comprehend. Blessed then, therefore, are they who recognize that there's always only been one salvation and one Savior, one standard, true unto the Most High, according to all that is his will. And it is they who humbly pursue him for the power, empowerment of mind to comprehend that instruction. These are they, my brothers and sisters, that we might come, that might be counted stable, that an eternal kingdom of peace might be manifest, learned, and preserved. Hallelujah! And I do again, my brothers and sisters, thank you all again for listening.